That's not what makes you a diva.
You guys were the kicker on the week.
Yes, yeah. We were the finishing of the... Yeah. What, being a bitch is what makes you a diva. And that's why we were chosen divas.
Okay.
There we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brad Gonorrhea with weather next. Okay. 1-800, forget. Anyway, Phil Henry here. I wanted to mention something. I have gotten some nice feedback from a lot of people in the business I hadn't heard from or actually had never spoken to in the first place after the little piece that I wrote for LARadio.com. And I got a nice letter from a guy, and he said, it was an email, and he said, I will take the opportunity now to thank everybody who did email me. I mean, I heard from Jeff Edwards and Paraquat Kelly and Charlie Serafin, a lot of names that just some guys in the business, men and women in the business would know, people down through the years who've been on the air here in Los Angeles. I want to thank Don Elliott, who is in our production department here. Very nice people. Thank you very much. So a guy sends me an email, and he says, you're right, Phil, what you wrote. And then he went on to say, radio is the only part of the entertainment business where stealing somebody else's material is not only done frequently, but it's considered okay. And it's true. Because for some reason here in radio, for instance, if you were to plagiarize someone else's screenplay, if you were to plagiarize someone else's short story, novel, book, whatever, well, it would be considered in some instances illegal. In most instances, it would be considered dirty pool. It's just not done, you know? And you figure if someone has a little respect for themselves and their artistic effort, they're not going to be lifting people's material. You know, they're going to do some guy's bit that he did the morning before and going to do on your show the next day. So no sooner do I read that than I get another email from a guy who's on the air, and he's a nice guy and wrote me a very nice note, who's on the air out in Palm Springs, and he said, I really liked your essay, Phil, and I really enjoy listening to your show. In fact, one of the bits that you did, I used on my show the other morning. So thank you very much for being a great guy, yada, yada, yada. Sincerely, Joe Blow. And I'm sitting here having just read the other email. So I wanted to say this as almost as a public service for those of you either coming up in the business or people who are in the... And this is not a commentary on anybody's show or what you do. Everybody works very hard. I understand that. But you have to know this. Please understand, at least in my little corner of the world, I don't know about anybody else, stealing somebody else's material, don't do that. You shouldn't do that. That's not okay. I don't know why I feel this way. I honestly don't. I figure you ought to be original. Try. It may stink, because if you're lifting somebody else's act and you're doing their material on your show, you may think, well, it was a rock-solid bit when that guy did it. I'm going to make this thing really fly. And it may just, you know, it may stink to join out when you do it. Or it may get a moderate laugh. But the point is, it's not very, you know, genuine. And even if you're sucking the joint, I mean, just sucking all over the joint, do your own stuff, and you're speaking your own truth. Your own truth happens to suck. But that's sooner or later you're going to find that out, right? Or it may be fantastic. Milton Berle used to make jokes about lifting other people's jokes. He used to make jokes about stealing other people's material. That was part of his act. I understand that. But in doing it for real is not...
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Stories in the news. I saw a story in the Los Angeles Times not too long ago about Y2K preparedness stores going belly up. Now get a load of that one. Y2K preparedness stores, the ones that these guys had started, are going belly up. Apparently, people are not rushing out to buy the bottled water or anything else. Jay Santos is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to do a remote hookup with Jay right now. Actually, not a remote hookup. I know that Jay is out on a car phone tonight. And Jay, first of all, let us know where you are.
Right now, we are in the Los Angeles corridor. We are near Crenshaw and San Gabriel right now.
And what are you doing?
Well, we are out here right now giving away some of the items that we had in our Y2K preparedness store. I heard the comments that you made when you opened up your program, and I was sort of taken aback a little bit by that.
Well, I'm not trying to knock it, okay? You understand, if you had a Y2K preparedness store, there are a lot of different people who got into that business for many different reasons. You understand?
Well, let me say, Phil, that, you know, it's really... We got people coming by here, so just hold on. No, sir, that's... We started our Y2K preparedness store, Phil, as a public service to citizens here in the Los Angeles area and across the United States who were legitimately concerned, Phil, with the Y2K bug, and were concerned that there would be some stoppage in services, that there might be some stoppage in normal services and the normal functioning of the infrastructure of our country after the 1st of January of the year 2000. I think what has happened in recent months, you alluded to it, and I'll take it a little bit further. I think it's been an irresponsible reporting on the part of the media, and especially some public comments that were made by the president.
Why is that irresponsible? I heard what President Clinton said. He said that the United States, for the most part, is Y2K ready.
Well, I just don't think it's accurate. I don't think it's a responsible comment for the president or the leader of a nation to make, when I think there's still some big holes in trying to prepare for what could be a very devastating event for this country. I'm not out here trying to create fear. I am trying to stress that we did everything that we could as the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are a volunteer police force. We are an auxiliary arm of police forces here in the Southland, where we attempt to inform people of safety measures and try to assist the police in that. So I thought it was very irresponsible of President Clinton. I think that what you had was the president who is trying to win points with an electorate and trying to win points with a Congress. He's a lame duck president, so I don't know why he would not want to speak the truth.
Well, are you saying that President Clinton is speaking an untruth when he says that America is Y2K ready?
Absolutely, I do.
Why?
Because I believe that there are still some, there's a lot of work to be done on small business, a lot of work to be done on hospital facilities. I think there's a lot of work to be done with the public utilities as well. And that's what we tried to do. When we put our Y2K preparedness store together, we had it over in the Grove Bowl near Tujunga. We felt that it was a public service to make these things available to people. We had all of the Y2K rations, generators, we had blankets, had a collection of small arms and ordnance and ammunition. We had batteries, bottled water. We had selected dehydrated foods, flashlights, hand crank radios. And this was to be made available to people. And what happened was the government, the president, and the media, and I know you are a member of the media, and I don't mean to single you out, Phil, but members of your business, your media business, were irresponsible in reporting this, playing this thing down. And, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, but just sort of minimizing what we thought and continue to think is a serious situation for our country. Clinton, the federal government, the media are responsible for the fact that these people are not taking advantage of these items.
All right, that brings us to, and I'm just going to go past, I know that you're not singling me out, but I'm just going to go past the comment about the media, because the in point of fact, we're just reporting the news.
No, I don't think so. I think what you people are doing is you're sort of soft-pedaling a serious situation. The Y2K bug can potentially cripple this country, anywhere from the stock market to the way we transport ourselves, with federal aviation, airports, personal computers, business computers, the computers that run our utilities. Y2K is a very real threat.
But you have not been able to sell, or you weren't able to sell, as much of your Y2K preparedness material at the store as you could, right?
That is exactly correct, because if I think of this misreporting of the media. So we have been left with a sizable portion of Y2K preparedness items. We have blankets, we have a collection of small weapons, we have batteries, bottled water, as you mentioned, the hand crank radios.
What are you doing? So you were down at Crenshaw and San Gabriel tonight in the L.A. corridor doing what?
What we're doing is we're essentially giving these items away to poor people. The people in this neighborhood, as you know, Phil, are lower middle class, not lower middle class, they're lower class. They are very impoverished people. A lot of them live in this neighborhood, and these are people that won't be prepared for Y2K. So we are giving away these items.
Why?
Well, for the most obvious reason is we have probably about $200,000 worth of Y2K preparedness in stock. We would take an enormous loss on this if we were just to sit on it. And so we decided to go ahead and give this away and get the tax break as a charitable donation to some of the people who live in these poor neighborhoods. That's what we're doing tonight. We're trying to help these people at the same time we need to reap a little bit of a benefit from the federal government in terms of taxes.
So you've turned this into a giveaway to the poor so that you guys can take the charitable tax break. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I have to, I'll tell you, we've got to recoup some of these losses. Because if we can, obviously we're not going to be out of pocket too much money, but this has taken us for it's taken me by surprise, the fact that we were not able to.
Well, I know that the Y2K preparedness stores were springing up all over the country, and there was a period there back in the summer when the Amish were even involved in this. I mean, they had things that people wanted, and all of a sudden it just sort of dried up because people, and I won't say, you know, you have your opinion, I have mine, but people just aren't taking this so-called threat seriously.
All right, well, you know, it's going to be there next, you know, on January 1st. As it turns out, because of President Clinton and because of misreporting of the media, we have been stuck with about $200,000 worth of Y2K preparedness items in stock. So we're down here in the L.A. Quarter tonight giving away as many of these items as we can. We've got blankets. We've got 45 caliber, 22 caliber pistols. We do have some ordnance, some ammunition. We have batteries. We've got 9 volt. We've got major generators, a variety of the hand crank radios that I was telling you about that work off of a small select generator, selected dehydrated foods. We do have 1 or 2 shotguns. Just items that we can give away and get out of our stock as it is right now.
You got rations. Generators, you say small arms?
45 caliber, 22 caliber pistols, ammunition for those, if some small ordnance. We have batteries. Everything, in other words, Phil, that a Y2K preparedness store would stock. We're giving it away here on the streets of Los Angeles tonight to these poor people. We're down in the LA corridor. We're at San Gabriel and Crenshaw. And this is an important part of what we're doing. This is a very impoverished section of the city. And we're just happy we can be able to provide these people with whatever it is they need, whether it's a weapon, whether it's, like I said, flashlights or whatever it is.
But you guys are getting a tax break on this.
Well, absolutely, and I've been upfront about that. By giving it away as a charitable donation, we do get the tax break on it.
All right, Jay Sanos is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and they, like so many other people who got into the Y2K preparedness business, have found themselves with a lot of stock and nobody buying. They've got batteries, flashlights. He mentioned he's got pistols. They've got bottled water. All of the stuff that you would imagine these survival stores would carry, he's got. And they're now having to give it away. They're down at in the L.A. Quarter at San Gabriel and Crenshaw giving it away because otherwise they're going to take a massive loss. And you know what? I don't want to say, you know what? My hat's off to any businessman that takes a shot, but I think they should have seen this coming. It's the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Jay Sanos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's out remote this evening in Los Angeles right after this. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is out this evening. He's in the Crenshaw and he's at the corner of Crenshaw and San Gabriel in Los Angeles tonight. And you have Y2K preparedness stuff that you are giving away, right?
We're giving this material away, Phil, right. And
let's just be very clear as to why you're doing this, because you guys had a Y2K preparedness store and you didn't have the... You weren't making sales, huh?
Let me tell you this. Let's be clear as to why we're doing this. We're doing this to help people be prepared for the Y2K buck.
Yeah, but you also said it's a charitable donation. You get the tax break. Is that correct?
That is also correct. I'm being very upfront about that. I'm not going to sit here and eat $200,000 worth of stock. Okay, it's just not so. Otherwise, I'm going to have to eat this, and that's no good. There's a lot of people who can use these things, and what we are trying to do is to help them out.
Let me go to some phone calls here. Burbank, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to get into a debate about guns or anything like that, but giving away guns
right.
Without any screening is outrageous.
Well, we're not giving away, just, and I anticipate your question. First of all, number one, you have to understand that these are people who live in a very poor part of town. And
I understand
that. I
think
if anybody needs protection in certain parts of this city, it would obviously be the people in the L.A. corridor there. I don't see where that's a problem. The other thing that I would say is that we are not giving guns to poor people, ma'am, is, in other words, why do the rich deserve guns but the poor don't? I guess that'd be the question that I would ask you.
I'm not saying rich or poor. I'm saying you're giving away guns without screening people.
We're not giving out ammunition with those weapons.
It doesn't matter.
Why?
Because you're giving away things, guns, and guns facilitate people's death. They don't.
They also facilitate the protection of homes. If you're anti-gun,
That's not even an issue, anti-gun or not.
Then what is your point?
My point is you're not doing any screening like they do at gun shops. You're not doing. You're just giving them away.
We're not facilitating these people with ordnance or with weapons. If I gave away a pair of scissors.
I don't believe you should get a tax break either because you're not giving it away to a recognized charitable organization. So,
well, we're giving it away to people who need it.
Yes, but your likelihood of getting a tax break.
You're giving out guns.
No.
The lady's got a good question about screening.
And if I gave away a pair of scissors, then what?
I could give away anything and not get a tax break unless it was a recognized charitable organization.
Are you getting some kind of a receipt from these people?
We are giving them. Receipt. They in turn are signing their names to all they're doing is just signing their names saying that they did receive these items.
It doesn't matter. They're not a recognized charitable organization. You're not going to get
I'm
a
not a recognized charitable organization.
No, they are not.
These are individuals.
They're individuals.
Let me explain something. On your tax return, you can claim a certain amount of money in charitable donation every year.
But $2,000 worth?
Ma'am, I've got more. I've got $200,000 worth of stock.
I said $200,000.
Yes, ma'am. The more, the better, because the less, you're not even going to be able to claim it.
I think you should have done some research before you started giving away your stuff.
I think you need to do some research and figure out the tax laws.
All right. Thanks for your call, ma'am. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
You know, I wanted to make the same point that the woman just made, that I think it's extremely irresponsible for this man to be out there in Crenshaw, or anywhere, as a matter of fact, and not take any sort of background information on these folks, and you're giving out guns. And
we are not giving away any ammunition with the weapons. We're giving away the guns.
Doesn't make a difference. You're giving out a handgun. Are you doing a background check?
Why would that not make a difference? I don't need a background check on giving away a weapon when the weapon is not facilitated.
You're giving away a handgun.
You don't think you have any sort of moral responsibility to
make sure that you're not giving a handgun to someone that's a convicted felon?
I want to say, excuse
have
me.
Have you thought about the potential liability?
Wait a second. I came on this program tonight to talk about doing a public service, and what I'm getting are a lot of people who are obviously very comfortable, either middle class or upper middle class people, who don't think poor
First
people
of all,
who don't
I'm
think,
an African American female.
Well,
okay.
Wait a minute. That's got nothing to do with how much money you make.
And that has
that
nothing
to do with how
and
much
I'm
money.
I'm a working class individual, right. So don't
what
make assumptions about the fact
what's
that
your
I'm
race have to do
in middle class, whatever.
So if you're black, you're not middle class.
If you're black, you're not middle class.
If you're black, you're not middle class. Is that what you just said to me?
That is not what I said.
I said that I'm getting
that
a lot of middle
class.
What's your race got to do with it?
I'm telling you, you made an assumption that
I said you were middle class.
And you brought your
race into it. Why?
The point is...
Why'd you bring
you
your race into it?
You are being irresponsible in providing these handguns.
Well, Jay's got a good point. Your race has nothing to do with it. But what is your point, Jay? You're talking about...
I'm saying that I'm doing a service to poor people, and I've got a lot of rich folks calling up and saying the poor shouldn't have guns.
I'm not rich, and I'm bothered by the fact that you are putting handguns into Crenshaw.
Of poor people. Background checks are only necessary when they're being sold. We are giving these weapons away, so check is not necessary.
You're providing handguns.
I just got the call from Bob Durgan, who is our station master, and told me that that's the law as he understands it.
Background checks are not necessary when they're not being sold.
That is correct.
But Don't you think that you have a moral responsibility?
I have a moral responsibility to the poor people who cannot be protected when Y2K hits and everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Yes, ma'am, I
do. What does the handgun have to do with being prepared for Y2K?
You're going
to
have looting.
If you want to make sure they're prepared for Y2K, give them canned goods, give them blankets, give them flashlights.
Protecting their
Why
home.
The heck would you want to give them a handgun?
Because you could have the possibility of looting.
So that everybody poor in the neighborhood could just shoot each other?
Could I ask, so all the rich people get to shoot each other? You know, everything
oh
you're
goodness.
Saying,
that,
ma'am, everything
you know
you're
what?
Saying
that
is a prejudice,
well.
Prejudice against poor people having weapons, which we don't have Citizens Auxiliary Police. Citizens Auxiliary Police is here to help everybody.
Doesn't even make sense.
All right, ma'am. It sort of does, but I realize you're lost. Here is Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with the other two women.
All right, well, we're going to have to find out what the problem is with giving guns to poor people. I guess
that's exactly my question, Phil.
There is a big problem with giving guns away to a poverty-stricken neighborhood.
That's exactly
my
question.
All right, so poor folks should not be able to protect their homes?
Well, yeah, they should be able to protect their homes, but you're just giving them away. What happens when you give somebody a gun?
That's my question, Phil.
And they turn around and use it in a crime.
They don't want poor. Hey, a rich guy can use a gun in a crime, too, sir.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not more than, I mean.
All right, thanks for your call. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show, Jay Santos.
この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また、通信。
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police is down on Crenshaw and San Gabriel. He's got Y2K stuff that you're giving away, and everybody's checking in here tonight saying that you shouldn't be giving away guns.
Let me clear something up, Phil. We started a Y2K preparedness store here 6 months ago to try and get the people who we help to serve throughout the year prepared for what could be a cataclysmic event on January.
You really think that, huh? You really believe?
I think that there are still an awful lot of preparation to be done for Y2K. What we've had is the media and President Clinton soft-pedaling this thing, and we went out and tried to do a public service by stocking a store that people could go and purchase these items. The media conspired along with the president and along with other members of our government and downplayed this thing to the point where we're stuck now with $200,000 worth of stock. And this is obviously very expensive equipment. I went, in some instances, some of the officers went out and purchased some of these things with money out of their own pockets so that we could supply this store. Now we've got Y2K preparedness stuff, and nobody's buying this. And
so your way of solving this problem is going down to the L.A. corridor and give this stuff away on the street.
Yes, sir, and I'm really at a loss as to understand why people are upset with us doing some charitable work.
Well, I think what they're upset about is you giving away guns, okay? And
yeah, they're upset about the fact that we're giving guns out in a neighborhood where people can really use them. And giving guns away in a neighborhood where people are at risk, more so than any of these rich people are calling in. I'll never forget during the riots in 92, all these people lived out in Palos Verdes, all these people lived out in the Palisades, all these people lived out in these outlying areas, were going out and buying guns in areas where they never even needed guns, but the people who lived in South Central who could really use some protection, apparently nobody wanted them to have any guns. So I can see through a lot of this stuff that people...
But nobody is saying that poor people shouldn't have guns, or maybe they are. What they're saying is that there is a certain criminal element in those neighborhoods that can get a hold of...
And there's no criminal elements in rich neighborhoods. Is that it, Mr. Henry? I mean, what you're saying is...
No, I'm not. There's criminals in all neighborhoods.
But the rich folks are allowed to have the guns, poor people are not. Is that correct?
No, sir. I think you're putting words in my mouth. What I'm saying is...
Well, what are you saying? You're saying there's more criminals down there, so don't give the guns down in those neighborhoods.
I don't know whether there's per capita more criminals down there or not. You know,
what happens, Mr. Henry, is those people in those neighborhoods are more victimized by crime. So what we're doing down here tonight is simply trying to help these people and at the same time try to get a little bit of a tax break on this deal, because I'm out of pocket $200,000, and I'm not going to eat $200,000. That's just not going to happen. We went out, we stocked the store, we found out that people were not buying because President Clinton is soft-pedaling this thing. I'll tell you what isn't going to happen. I'm not eating $200,000.
All right, let me go to South Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. I don't want to use any foul language, but someone has to explain to this man that he's an idiot, a freaking idiot.
I'm an idiot because I'm helping the poor.
You know, sir, you're an idiot because you're hurting everybody. You're hurting everybody. All the efforts right now that the authorities, that HRS, that the people that are for common sense are trying to do is get all these guns off the street. Now, you're standing on the corner of the street giving out guns.
What do you mean?
And now you're on the radio advertising that you're standing on the corner giving guns.
I want you to be clear what you mean by getting guns off the street. Are they allowed in homes?
Yes, they're allowed in homes.
All right.
When you purchase a gun, there's a proper protocol that you go through where you are registered and the authorities know you have the guns and you know that they know you have the guns
when
and it keeps you honest.
When you purchase it. But as a charitable donation, that background check is not necessary, and I would go even further.
Sir, that reiterates what an idiot you are if
Why?
You think that the government's going to give you a tax break for giving guns and for giving anything, food,
no,
just
I'm talking
to total strangers.
I am talking about,
anything,
I can't go through the tax law with you.
They would be taxed on a gift tax. The people taking it will be taxed at a gift tax.
Sir, I'm just telling you that I'm on the front line of law enforcement as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police. We deal with a lot of problems
you
every day.
You are on the front line of cuckoo.
No.
That's what you are.
Well, I'll tell you something. What is happening here is it's okay to give a rich guy a gun and take it into his house. You don't want to have any poor people with guns.
Look,
because
I have nothing against poor people
poor
having guns.
Having guns on the street.
Poor, okay?
Poor folks are having guns on the street.
I'm not rich, okay? And I don't think that I'm poor, I shouldn't have a gun. Live in a pretty bad neighborhood. Yes, I think I might want to have a gun.
Where's South
but
Beach?
You know what? I'm not afraid to die.
Where's South
so
Beach?
So I don't think I need a gun.
Well, where is South Beach? I don't know what neighborhood you live in. Where is that?
I'm in Miami Beach.
Oh, yeah, that's real poor.
Yes, it is. This is an industry built on tourism, and we work for tips, okay?
Yeah, you know.
And let me tell you, people are not...
Can't afford to get your car valet down there, is that it?
What's that?
You've got to be kidding me.
Look, we had our fair share of ruffians taking control.
Well, I can tell you that Miami Beach has got some...
Riots,
yeah.
The Alapata riots, the Coconut Grove. We've had our fair share of brouhaha. And let me tell you, people running around with guns, now that they are so easily accessible due to morons like you handing them out on the street, God knows what will happen.
Well,
you better hope there's no civil uprising over there, or you guys can just kiss your ass goodbye.
Are you telling me to eat $200,000? Because that's not going to happen.
Sir, well, why don't you sell its surplus to a legitimate agency? And try to recoup at least 50 cents on the dollar.
I'm not going to make as much money as if I just turn into a charitable donation. Because right
no,
now,
sir, you're not
going to
make anything. I'm surprised I'm calling you sir because you're a lunatic.
Well, you
but you're not going to get a dime for anything.
I'm not going to eat.
You might as well take the sedative and realize it now. You're not getting a dime.
Oh, wait, I'm not
the government's
dime.
Not going to give you anything. I'm writing a letter to my congressman Monday to make sure that some tax loophole doesn't give morons like you incentive to go out.
What is this tax law? What's the tax law you're talking about? I mean,
you claim a certain dollar amount in charitable contribution, you get a break on that.
Don't you have to have...
Okay, to charitable organizations.
No, just charitable donations.
Yeah, because what the man's saying here...
You're giving them to have tax-exempt IDs like a nonprofit organization or some form of social program.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think that's...
In other words, you have to have some documentation that these organizations are charitable.
That's if you get an audit. That's if you get an audit. What are the shots?
$200,000 write-off. You don't think that's going to send up a little flag that's colored red?
I had a home office for some 10 years. I didn't get audited once, and that's a big red flag, too, okay?
Wait a second. Are you banking on the fact...
$200,000 of goods given out to total strangers, and all you have is their signature, their name on a receipt.
I don't understand what the problem is with us trying to help people.
You're not helping people. You're making the problem worse.
Are you saying you're making a $200,000 claim in charitable tax donations, and you will not have the paperwork?
That's if they audit. The shot of getting an audit, man, is 100-1.
Hello, you're on the radio talking. You don't think... What's your name again?
Mr. Santos, and I didn't get your name.
Okay, and you're not going to, because I don't want to be associated with quacks yourself.
I'll tell you a little secret.
Tell me a little secret.
There's a 100-1 shot I get audited, okay, number one. Number two, federal law provides for charitable donation. That's number two. Number three, the weapons were given away on the street, and you keep concentrating on the weapons. We're giving away bottled water. We have batteries. We have selected dehydrated foods. We have flashlights. We have the hand crank radios. We've got blankets. We have generators.
Can't you give that stuff to, like, charitable organizations like the Red Cross?
Why should I give it to them when I can give it away myself?
Does that make any sense? How deluded you are. Why give it to them when you can do it yourself? You're making more work for yourself, and you're going to get screwed in the end.
We're going to recoup our losses, okay? That's all there is to
you're
it.
Not
I'm not eating 200
losses.
grand. I'm not
you run them up, and someone in your family needs to commit you.
As soon as possible.
Sir, then I would say, with all due respect, somebody in your family, needs to have your phone disconnected.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah. Well, okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to get from that.
How about hang your phone up?
How about pick up shop and get off the street and let's end some of the violence going on
ass.
Right now.
Why don't you kiss my ass?
Okay, that's not necessary, okay?
I would sleep a lot better.
Okay, you sleep a whole lot better knowing that, the guns that I'm giving away are not in Miami. How about that?
Well, thank God for that. Please never come down here.
You don't understand. You do not understand how it works.
Here's Brazelton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I think
what's
the gentleman is missing the
what's
point.
What's the matter with me? I'm depressed.
Giving things away to the poor. They're upset that he's giving guns away to the poor without going through the proper authorities and going through breaking laws.
No, I know, ma'am, that if I were up in Beverly Hills tonight, if I were out in San Marino tonight, if I was down in...
I
was giving away guns, nobody would care.
Let me say my point, and then I'll let you talk. There are 10-day laws so that guns are not put in the hands of convicted felons. They have registration, and I don't know if you're aware of that.
What state are you calling from?
If they don't register the gun in their name, it's in your name, and you're going to be liable. And whether there's ammunition in that gun or not, it doesn't matter. It's still a weapon. And that weapon can very easily, they can go out and get ammunition.
Well, like President Clinton came out and said, Y2K is no big deal. The media got all over that, said Y2K is no big deal. United Nations, I'm stuck with $200,000 worth of stock at the Y2K preparedness store trying to get people prepared. Okay? Now, we stood to make a certain portion of dollars on the Y2K preparedness store, and because the media's ganged up on this deal, nobody's coming in buying any of the stuff. So I'm not going to eat $200,000.
Well, that's your problem that, business. That's not the
problem.
Society's problem.
I'm going out and I'm giving away the stuff.
Well, people are
it ain't our problem.
They can go out and shoot people.
You're giving away guns, okay? Do you understand?
I got it already. I'm the guy that told you I was doing it.
You're going to be liable. And
liable for what?
I'm
liable for anything.
Come out right now and arrest you.
So in other words,
you cannot give away guns.
What's happening, Phil, is everybody's making the assumption I give a gun to a poor person, they go out, they commit a crime. Okay?
It has nothing
and
to
I
do
think,
with poor people.
Well, then why do you believe these guns will? Why do you believe these guns will go into the hands of felons?
Don't you understand that people could pass these guns off? I mean, a rich guy. You could be giving a gun to a rich guy. You could be given a gun.
My father is one of the top 10 authorities on gun safety and awareness in the United States. And I grew up with guns my whole life. And there are people who are criminals who are white collar that you would never know that are convicted felons. And that's why you don't go around giving guns. That's why they have laws. It has nothing to do with poor. You don't have a case, so you just keep stating the same thing over and over.
No, I'm just telling you right now.
The poor people have nothing to do with the poor people.
I have a case. I question your credentials, number one. Number two, how do you know your father didn't give a gun to somebody that went out and committed a crime with that weapon? You don't know that, do you? You don't know that, do you?
What?
You don't know your father didn't give a gun to somebody and they went out and committed a crime, okay?
My father never gave away a gun in his life.
How do you know that? I'd like to know how you know that, okay?
She just take her word for it, all right? Her old man never gave a gun away, okay?
Well, as I said to you, and I'll say it again, Phil, I'm not eating 200 grand.
Well, you know what? You may have to eat 200 grand. Because if the cops find out, you've given your location. Crenshaw and San Gabriel, okay? Cops find out where you are. They're going to go down there. They're going to stop it. Do you understand that?
All right. Why aren't they here yet? Answer that question.
I don't know. Maybe they're not listening. I don't know. But you giving away 45s and 38 specials and everything else is not a public service. It is a public safety issue. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This guy's supposed to be out there protecting people, giving away guns. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And on the line with us, Jay Santos from the L.A. Corridor tonight.
Phil, I also want to mention that we've had people walking by and
saying hello to you, I guess, at this particular point.
Yeah, that's wonderful that they're listening to our show, okay? It's also bothers me that they're hearing about this. Are they buying guns from you?
We're not selling.
I mean, are you giving them guns?
So we've given away very few weapons this evening. We're mostly giving away a lot of the blankets, a lot of the... Can you hold for just a second, Phil?
Okay.
All right, that's two. Right. All right, this is a gentleman who picked up a .22.
The guy just gets it. You just give him a .22, huh?
Phil, I did not give him any weapons. If you want to find out what it works for, hold on for a minute. I'm sorry? It's not working. All right, like that. Just point it up. You have to point it up in the air. That's good. And
did I just hear a gunshot? Hey, did I hear a gunshot?
Not giving away any ammunition tonight, no. Point in the air.
Did I hear a gunshot?
He's pointing it up in the air, Phil. And
you're pointing it up in the air, man. The bullet comes down.
But he has the perfect right to know what he's getting is going to work. I'm going to have to train him. That's all I'm saying, Phil. We are in a very wide open area here. I don't think you have to fear anything because...
You're pointing a gun in the air and firing it, man. That means the bullet's going up and it's going to come down. Do you understand that?
That's the blanket. So I think you need to understand. I've been around firearms my entire life, so I think I understand. I understand him a little bit here, sir. Point it down the street. Point it down the street, okay? All right. What we're doing is...
What's he firing at?
There's a brick wall down the street. I think what you need to do is calm down and understand that what is going on here has to do with public safety, not a situation where we're giving guns away to criminals.
You just had a guy discharge a weapon three times out there, twice pointing it up in the air and another time firing it at a brick wall, okay? That's what I call a public safety issue. You understand?
What's the sidewalk?
Are you listening to what I'm saying to you, a public safety issue?
Sidewalk. Pointing at the sidewalk. And so that's what we're talking about.
Are you listening to what I'm saying to you?
I understand that, Phil, but I've been around firearms my entire life. And I recognize how these things work, and I recognize certainly how accidents can happen as well as how one can protect their home. So I think you're talking to someone who's been on the front line of law enforcement, and I would like you to understand that.
I don't think that you're thinking, whether you've been on the front lines of law enforcement or not, whether you are training people or not, I don't think you're thinking. The cops, the LAPD, have said on New Year's Eve, don't be firing weapons up into the air.
This is an area, Phil, that has got... What about three buildings?
I don't care where you are, whether you're in a vacant lot or not, okay?
If you point it straight up in the air and you're in a vacant lot, where's it going to come down?
I don't know where it's going to come down.
You're pointing it straight up in the air and you're in a vacant lot, where's it going to come down?
Maybe it'll come down on top of you, Jay. Have you thought about that?
No, the gentleman was standing out in an open area. So I think you need to understand these things.
I have to agree with the other guy. I think you're a little loose upstairs, okay? And I really recommend that you not give people bullets or ammunition with those weapons. Do you understand me?
Phil, we've got it under control.
Costa Mesa, hello.
Hi, how you doing? Phil, I have something. We can't get through to him on the gun issue. That's fine. When I heard that he was going to do the tax thing, my brother-in-law is an IRS agent. My father was one. My son is becoming one. I put a call in to him, and all I called the station for was to get this guy's correct spelling of his name and the business, because they... With that, they can do something about his income tax.
Wait a minute. So you're blowing the whistle on me with
you
the
bet.
IRS. Is that it, huh?
You
what
bet.
What are you going to do when the IRS says back to you, we don't care?
Oh, no.
Huh?
They do care.
Well, how do you know, ma'am?
Because my brother-in-law is one. My father's one. There's a hotline. Everybody out there, there is a hotline number. I don't have it myself that any citizen can call
Why don't you go ahead
in.
If you feel...
Any citizen can call in and turn anybody in, and they,
Absolutely.
They do go after
If you
after
feel like you're okay, Jay, then why don't you give this lady your name?
I'd be happy to spy. You want my name, ma'am?
Yes, and the name of your business, because that's how they will find out. They're going to find you anyway now because of what you've been saying publicly.
Well, first of all, what have I been saying publicly?
That you're going to scam the IRS.
No, I said that you need a receipt only if they audit you. But let's
they
just
will
go past
audit
that,
you
okay?
now, Jay. They
let's
will
go,
audit you because the call
past.
Has been put in.
Let's
and I'm
past.
Very proud to have put that call into the IRS. I can't even scam the IRS on my taxes.
Go ahead. What's your tell the lady. His last name is Santos.
My last name's Santos.
S-A-N-T-O-S?
No.
Okay, I need a correct spelling.
All right. S. You got it?
Yeah.
So far? A.
Uh-huh.
Hold on for a minute. I got somebody coming by. Hold on for a minute.
No, give the lady the spelling, okay?
I don't think
Hold
he
on,
knows how to spell
by.
His last name.
No,
what's
I know how to spell my
business?
Last name. S-A. Okay?
Yes.
You get that?
I got it.
Okay, what are the three letters I gave you?
S-A-N.
No, I did not say N.
Well, it sounded like N with the gunshot
well,
in the background.
Like that, looks like that. You got that wrong, didn't you?
Well, you know what?
You
obviously,
know something, lady,
you want
what you
to
need
try
to do is
hide.
Learn how to spell.
What's the name of your business?
I'm not going to tell you.
See?
The name of your he's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Oh, okay.
That's not a business. That's a volunteer
we
organization.
We can find him through that way,
that's
but why won't, give me the correct spelling of his name?
Because what if there's two J. Santas?
Well, they'll know which one is taking a $22,000 tax break.
No, I didn't say
Hello?
22. I didn't say 22. I said $200,000 tax
well,
break.
Well, whatever. See, I'm recuperating from emergency surgery left by a gunshot, so I
oh my
do
God.
Have a hard time hearing sometimes.
All right.
And I'm sorry
Mike
for that, but you know what?
I don't break.
I don't get a tax break.
I tell you this.
You're not going to get one.
Wait a second. I'll tell you this. Wait, spread a lot.
Excuse me?
Did you say you got hard of hearing?
No, I said, excuse me, I didn't understand what you said.
What I'm talking about is we're standing out here with the poor people. And then
I'm poor.
Well, sorry.
That's fine to give,
that's fine to give them
all those things except for the guns.
And well, sorry.
But I'm poor.
Hey?
I'm poor. I don't have anything ready for Y2K.
Come on down and get a gun.
I can't. I don't have a vehicle. And I can't walk because I just had emergency surgery.
You were shot?
Yes.
Oh, my God. On purpose?
Yes.
Who did it?
Well, they don't know exactly who did it. It was done in Las Vegas. That's where I normally live.
You were shot by... They don't know who did it. What was the motive? Do they know?
Well, it was like one of those on the road things.
You were carjacked?
Yes. Well, no,
Jesus.
I wasn't carjacked. They say it looked like they were trying to hit someone on the other side of me.
Oh,
not
God.
In my car.
It was a drive-by.
I got it. You know, and
See,
so...
And you know what's something, ma'am? You could have used a gun.
I do own a gun, but I don't carry it with me. I've had a gun for 15 years, but it is locked in a safe in my home.
A lot of good it did you lock in a safe in your home.
Anyway, Phil Henry Show.
A lot of good.